What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we are coming at you 6 feet away from undisclosed location. We are here trying to put some naughty nothings right here in your eardrum. Right here in the eardrum, because you can't put your elbows in your eardrums, and you shouldn't put pencils or paper or fingers in your eardrum, because you could, in the sign language, break them. That's not good. So we will come to, we will go in your eardrums and make you have a little fun. When I say we, ladies and gentlemen, you can't put those either. When I say we, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain. There's a group of people we like to call the resistance fighters. And what they do, they resist the fights. That's why they're resistance fighters. So let me introduce the crew. The man with the sound coming through your eardrums, we like to call him the one, the only, PWs. PWs, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like candy corn to the teeth of a trick-or-treater.
Oh, man, that is, what do they call it? Tropical? Not tropical.
Topical.
Topical, yeah, yes. Because right now it's Halloween time, and candy corn is one of the least favorite candy.
I hate it. I despise it with all my heart.
Yeah, like, well, speaking of all your heart...
Or despising things.
Yeah, really. I don't, because we're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for one reason and one reason only.
So that you can get your butt kissed. That is the entire reason.
Voice reason, how you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like a guy who's looking forward to a show that is going to be better than any Russian czar has ever had, more entertaining. And more entertaining than any Ooh. Roman emperor has ever witnessed.
Ooh, this sounds good.
I feel like a king being on this show.
Mm. Well, we are honored.
I know it's going to be great.
Well, I think I hurt myself.
Well, we are honored to have royalty.
And I'm really, really looking forward to it.
I'm glad, because we are honored to have the royalties of the Voice of Reason participating on this award-deserving number one rated show.
Oh, God.
Based on my mom and my sisters. We are here for your pleasure. Thank you there, Voice of Reason.
Your mom and sister are very discerning. Word of the
discerning.
Day.
Okay, discerning. Right.
Yeah. Discerning. Yeah. All right, well, then we're not discerning, so we're going to go ahead and introduce the XY chromosome, or the one who makes the show more logical, topical, and beautiful more. This is the one, Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how are you sticking?
I am sticking like two things. I am sticking like the only person in the world that actually likes candy corn.
Yeah,
and then I'm sticking like that stuff that's on the voice's nose.
Yeah,
there's stuff on there.
Look, voice.
Yeah, see,
oh,
look at it.
Gosh.
Voice, man. As I said last week, don't ever powder your nose.
No,
don't
no.
Ever let them powder your.
But
nose.
You should hose it off now and then.
Oh, okay. Let's back to you, Billy.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's put you on the couch and talk to you for a minute.
Oh,
okay.
Candy corn, baby girl.
Yes, yes.
Who on this planet, on this side of the equinox?
It tastes like butter and sugar.
Yeah. And there's three different flavors in every kernel.
No, there isn't. I've tried to eat them all separately, and there's not three different flavors. They all taste exactly like butter and sugar.
There's three different colors, that's all.
One tastes white. One tastes...
orange.
Orange, and the other one tastes yellow.
I guess you're right.
My favorite flavor is yellow.
Is the yellow, on the bottom.
I like tasting white. Well, like, listen, we can't dispute the voice.
What are you chewing on?
He's done research and development.
It's a scientific fact.
Right. So do you guys think that we're going to get a snap from the voice, from Gas Man, who's probably sleeping and didn't get a phone call, or were we notified in his vacation day?
He didn't respond to my emails or my
I'm guessing he had a happy night.
That's right. And he's sound asleep.
Doing what he normally does. But that's okay, because the show must go on, because we are
resistant fighters.
Yeah, we are resistant fighters, and we will continue to press on because, you know, the people need it, the people want it, and we want to give it to you.
All right, calm down, kids.
Yeah, who are those people, right? Well, this is the only road show, I like to reiterate, where we love to pick up hitchhikers, where you can pick up, we'll pick you up, we'll let you drive, because we are the caller-driven show. Speaking of which, you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. There's the introduce. Now, if you call, if we don't pick up, just leave a voice message.
Yes. Yes. Please leave a voice message.
Yeah.
And we'll always play whatever absurd and stupid message you leave us. And the stupider, the better.
Stupider, not the word of the day.
No, that is not the word of the day.
Because we all know what that word is, and that's not how we operate for the word of the day. So, hey, speaking of which, Tiff, what's your girl name?
Tiffany. Billy. No.
Oh. Are you prepared for the timing for the when you come back from the word of the day?
Oh, sure, yes.
I was thinking about that today.
Are you prepared for the timing at the beginning of the show?
Et tu, Brutus. Yeah. Et tu, Brutus.
He came in a little late today.
Here's what happens to Spike, though. He gets so into the music background.
He does. He does.
That he's dancing, and he kind of forgets that we're on the radio.
Oh, I should be talking now.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Y'all trying to say that my timing is a little late, a little off?
Oh, sometimes,
at the beginning of the show. The past couple of times.
Yeah, but by design. That's what you guys don't realize. It's all by design.
Oh, yeah. We should lose as many listeners as possible right in the beginning.
It's scripted.
voice understands it.
Yeah.
Variety is the spice of life. Yeah. Our listeners love it.
And chocolate. But hold on a second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am thoroughly interested in finding out that my timing is off, because the music starts... And then we let it marinate a little bit. Then I jump on, right?
No, you shouldn't marinate.
The music has been going since the beginning. Yeah. After the introduction.
And here he is.
Then here he is.
And then you come on and you do the dance. And you're not making a sound. And we're on the radio.
You guys don't understand. You guys are short and I'm tall, so I understand the beat of how he's supposed to do it, because
it has to do with being short. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no.
He may be totally right.
Let's listen to the voice. Go ahead, voice.
The downbeat. And I have no knowledge of it, but Spike is like an expert on that type of thing.
Oh, gosh.
The nuances are lost on me.
Yeah. Right. And see, here's the thing. Now, listen, I know this is stuff we should do, you know, housekeeping before we're on air, but why not? Let's give the people everything.
I open up a can of worms.
Spike's going to do a show, the three of us, our shortcomings. I don't want to do that.
Well, no, not all three of y'all, just two of them.
Just me.
Yeah, just
because I'm well aware of my shortcomings.
Yeah, really. No, but here's the thing. I need to, you know, we need to at least talk about this or we'll hold it in our graces forever, whatever that's supposed to mean. Here's the thing. When the show starts, the announcer says, live from yada, yada, yada. So that person is talking over the beat.
Right.
So the listeners don't have a chance to hear the beat enough. So
once they've heard the beat.
Then I let the beat play a little bit. Then on the downside, you jump in.
No,
isn't that right, boys?
I don't know, Spike, but I'm pretty sure you're right about that.
So,
exactly.
So the music actually plays, the beat, excuse me, I am short. The beat actually plays quite some time before the announcer starts speaking. Yeah. So then once the announcer starts speaking, yes, it does.
Yes.
Listen, this is none
Would
of
you
this
like
was
to start the show over?
Let's do it. Yes.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Here we go.
Oh, let me mute.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Okay, unmute yourselves. Here we go. Unmute yourselves.
All right.
So, no, it's right when it goes dun, dun, and then boom. And then when people are clapping is when you should be talking.
Yeah.
Negative. Negative.
That's dead air.
No, he does like to listen to the applause. I know he has an applause button in his house. He just plays it every once in a while.
I walk in when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Every time he opens the refrigerator.
Well, we might as well go ahead and do this. We might as well go ahead and introduce the other resistance fighter.
Yeah.
Introduce the other resistance fighter. We're glad to see that he is alive and well. This is the one and only Gasman.
Wait, I gotta try and stop this music. Yes.
There he is. Sticking like the guy Rip Van Winkle that slept all the time. I was getting some good winks, man. That's why I was late. I woke up. I was, oh my God, it's 12 o'clock. I mean, oh my God, it's time for the show.
It's time for the show, yes.
So, yeah.
Spike.
So I jumped up. Now here I am.
We anticipated that you were.
Were you on mute again?
He was.
That was me. We anticipated that you did it.
Your timing was perfect, though. You got right on. You got in.
You got right on when we redid the opening.
Yes,
because we were saying that Spike comes in a little bit too late.
A little too late. Yeah, he likes to listen to the music, and you know we're on the radio, so nobody knows that he's just listening.
Even though there was
wonder what happened. Suddenly, nobody's talking. Yeah.
A whole minute's worth of music before the announcer even starts talking.
The beats, you have to come in on two beats. You have to come in on two. Like I see.
That was about 10 beats.
Yeah.
Or more. Are we ready for topic-changing music? Because I think Pete Dub doesn't always...
We have housekeeping, don't we?
Doesn't always come in on the right beat either. I mean, we can skip the right beat.
We can skip everything and just go right to the end. Yeah.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Do y'all know what the big A word of the day is, and how you, and what you learned today, and
What stuck with you?
It's gonna be a short topic. Show.
Speaking of that, Gas Man, did you tell us how you sticking?
Oh, sticking like a Rip Van Winkle. Who's a guy that was sleeping on the time? I was sawing some logs, man. I turned the alarm off and just went back to sleep. I'm like, that's when you get some good sleep, man. I was like, man, snooze. I got a shoe.
That 10 minutes of snooze is like the most valuable sleep ever.
Yeah.
I sprung out of bed. But, I got a shoe.
Especially if you have
except when
do.
You have to pee.
Yeah.
You know, when you have to pee, That just destroys that entire 10 minutes.
No, not for me. No, I'll pee, and I'll go back to sleep yeah. for that 5 minutes of snooze.
Hold on a second. Please tell me you get out of bed to go pee, right?
Yes, I'll get out of bed, I'll pee, and then I'll get back in bed and sleep for the, you know, 6 more minutes of snooze.
I was thinking
well, you've
you
got something to look forward to, Billy, when you don't actually get out of bed to do that.
No, don't tell me that. I don't need to know that.
You'll snooze so much.
Hold on, boys. Wait a minute.
Yeah. We that now know a little bit too much about the voice of reason.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to know.
About a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. I guess I woke up for that. Well, since we all know anything, we do talk about three things.
Ooh.
The past, the present, and the future.
So what is the word of the day?
Okay, well,
we haven't gotten that far yet.
But as voice is saying, we're already 15
He's
minutes.
He's desperate for that word.
Yeah, serious. Well, then let's give it to him. I will skip the couch up and give the voice of reason the word of the day. And because, you know, he is the reason we're here.
It's the word of the day.
P-Dub, it would be appropriate to do a moo right now.
Moo.
No, no, wait, hold on a second. Before we go any further, Billy, you know in the world your timing was right today, right? There's no way in the world your timing was going to be right.
No, it was totally late. Yeah. It was totally late because I'm making a point.
You were imitating
But if I was imitating him, I should have waited for a really long time.
I know. There should still be silence.
Trust and believe. Whatever your timing was going to be wrong.
Can we make a rule not to criticize one another's timing from now on? It really takes up a lot of the show.
Hey, thank you, boys. This is why. Without him, man, the train would be off the track.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, right, well, you should have said that way sooner.
So what is the cow chip?
All right. Cow chip news of the day.
Okay, here we go.
Oh,
timing is terrible today.
Oh, God, that was good.
All right. Wow, this is a cow chip, and the cow chip news is for all you guys. You can walk around and tell your friends and impress people in your coop, at your cubicles and at the water cooler. It's just information that you guys may know or did not know, and you can expound on it. All right. Cow chip news of the day is that green has not always been associated with St. Patrick's Day. Back in the day before the 19th and 20th century, St. Patrick's Day was associated with the color of blue because the Smithsonian magazine said the color blue was the choice of Henry VIII, King of England, declared himself the King of Ireland in the 16th century, and he made a coat of arms with the color of blue. So St. Patrick's Day was all about the color of blue until about the 19th century. I was getting me mixed up.
Well,
and that was King Henry. Which Henry was it?
Eighth.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what happened? There was a revolt against the British, and the Irish people started revolting against each other. And so the revolting people put on green, and voila. Green one, and so now
Twala. Yes. Here you are.
St. Patrick's Day is now associated with color of green.
I did not know. Did you work the word of the day into that scenario?
No, but I will.
Wow, he's really fixated on the word of the day.
All right,
Gas Man, did you know this?
I did not know that.
Talk amongst yourselves. Well, I have an emergency to take care of.
But it's time for the word of the day.
Okay, then. All right.
We did that already.
You already did that, and I said the wrong thing?
Yeah, never
said. No, we didn't do it already. We did not. He did not actually say the word of the day.
No, but I played the theme.
We did play the theme.
I'm trying to keep everybody straightened out today.
I don't understand why.
Okay, well, here's the word of the day. We don't need the music because I did the wrong topic with Karen. Here's the word of the day. I'm going to say it three times.
Treacle. Treacle. Treacle.
T-R-E-A-C-L-E.
Treacle.
Treacle. That is the big eight word of the day. And we do you guys know what the word of the day is? I go around the room and I guess I talk among myself. Voice of reason. Do you know what treacle means?
No, I don't.
Yes, man. Do you know what treacle means?
I think it means when a voice of reason doesn't want to go get out of bed to go to the bathroom. That's what happens.
Really? The most relaxing time of the day.
And Billy, do you know what treacle means?
I do.
Oh, you do. Hey, Gas Man, are you?
Yes.
Are you rebelling against the cow chip news by putting on St. Patrick green?
No, I'm with it because it's St. Patrick, quote unquote holidays. Just to say, one of my favorite drinking holidays of the year, St. Patrick's Day.
Well, like cow chip news told you that it used to be blue, right? So now you know that.
But it's green. It's green now, me lad. It's green.
It is now. Okay, voice of reason. You have any more suggestions?
I was just gonna say, Gas Man is so Irish that the day after St. Patrick's Day, he pees green.
I don't know.
I don't know how you know that, but that is true. Well, if you drink a lot of green beer, that's the result of it.
That's more than a whole lot. It's a whole lot. As
we talk amongst ourselves, we seem to be dead in the waters because.
Treacle. I think there's such a thing as a. Never mind. I don't know what treacle means.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
PW.
I know what treacle means.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All right. Well, then we won't.
Because
ask
I'm a
you.
Fan of the Police.
That's not why I know it, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I don't know what it means.
Sting. Right. Sting. Well, Sting had an album called Brimstone and Treacle, or a
he
yeah.
did.
He
the,
did
the musical. The musical Police.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the soundtrack to a movie called Brimstone and Treacle.
There you go.
Oh, okay. News to me. All right, so let's knock out one more housekeeping thing before we get the show started.
What could be left?
Very late. We have to do our sponsors.
Oh, the sponsors? I'm not even sure who those are.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Apparently for Halloween, nothing's going to happen.
Okay. Well, you could have. All right. So now, voice reason, anything else I need to do before we start this thing?
I'm not the director of this show or anything.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help out.
Oh, now you tell us. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, let's do a topic change of music.
Oh, here we go.
Today we have a topic on the Spike and the Mic Show, and this is what it is.
All right, I like to call this topic here, What's Up, Doc?
What's up, Doc? Oh, I mean...
Wake Up, Doc.
I mean, Wake Up, Doc.
All right.
That's a long title.
It is a long title.
What's Up, Doc? I mean, Wake Up, Doc.
Especially
without sleepy doctors.
Especially when you leave some of that pause in there a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, between a doc and the wake up.
Yeah.
Right. So this was a funny story, and I just wanted to know what the resistance fighters or how they feel about this. A longtime head of spinal surgery doctor in the Boston Medical Center. He is being reprimanded by state legislators, and he's being fined for leaving the operating room to go out and sit in his car and eat lunch during an emergency. Now,
that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're saying. All right, enough.
The funny part about that is that he left during the start of an emergency ankle surgery, went out and set his car to eat lunch, and fell asleep and missed the whole procedure.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So who did it? The janitor?
Yeah, he is. So Dr. Tony Tannery, he's 54. He is. He admittedly, he woke up in his car, called the teaching hospital, and was told that the chief resident had performed the surgery that he was supposed to oversee. Questions to the resistance fighters. What do you think that his punishment should be? And I'll start out with you, PWs.
All right. Well, I got to say that a good friend of mine, Ed Wright, he's a fabulous musician. I went to his birthday party at a place where he was playing. And I discovered that I got there like 2 hours too early. So I went back to my car and I put my head back, and then it was morning. and I was in a parking lot in Brandon. So I totally understand this.
You can agree with that, Cass, man.
Since he was there to oversee the resident, he wasn't going to be doing anything.
Right.
So, but he should have been there. So he should be, he should be censured by the medical board.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
Come on. Right, anyone could wake up in a parking, an empty parking
lot. I definitely think he should be censured, by the medical board, like Gas says. But I also think that hospital should fire him.
Wow. Damn. Censored and fired.
He can still work somewhere else as a doctor because it is a mistake, but, you know.
Can't we just poke him with a stick?
And he should have also been made responsible for any lawsuits if the intern screwed up the surgery. He should have paid any malpractice settlements.
He was supposed to be overseeing us. I think he would be.
He's responsible for that surgery.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's why I have crooked ankles to this day.
That's why they made it that way. Yeah, boys.
I think just the fact that we know about it is pretty much a pretty good punishment. He's been reprimanded. I think people make mistakes. At least he isn't telling a story that Paul used to tell to Roz about how he spent his night.
That's true. That's true. I had to explain.
Yeah.
Why I came home.
Now he's expecting us to buy that story.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys would be happy to know that the surgery outcome was positive.
Good.
And the hospital has waived all fees connected with the operation.
Oh, that's nice.
They're trying to avoid a lawsuit.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Isn't that like a no-brainer? Wow. Like, come on, dog. But, of course,
the doctor pays those fees to the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good... That should be his part of his punishment, is that he has to pay all of those medical bills to the hospital.
Yeah, that'll learn him for
the
sure.
Fees for the anesthesiologist, the fees for the hospital stay, all of that stuff that should come out of that. Obviously, his own doctor's fees, he just loses. But every other fee that doctor should pay.
I like it.
I've got a question for clarification.
Go ahead.
Did he leave in the middle of the operation and to go out and eat lunch?
I think
it was lunchtime.
The article says before the start of the operation.
The start of the operation. Okay, that's a lot more forgivable than we've cut her open and worked on her leg, and now I'm going to go eat lunch.
Right in the middle of it.
Peace out. I'm going.
Good blood.
Was he actually hungry? Or did he just go by the clock? It's 11:30, my lunchtime.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, God. He thought he had time before the. Okay. He thought he had time before the operation to go and eat lunch. He got out in the car. It was warm out there, sure. Probably in the car.
Yeah. Nothing was going on. Why not put your head back for a few minutes?
For a few minutes. And that was his crime.
I swear, honey, that's how it happened. I just woke up in the parking lot. Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
So you're thinking that they, he said, okay,
I'm glad she bought that story.
Yeah, serious. So the doctor is saying, well, you're going to take 15 minutes to scrub the patient and get his ankle cleaned.
Yeah.
All right.
Or certified. Yeah.
Says, so I got time to go outside eat my hamburger.
Yeah.
Now, the story is that, yeah.
No, it hadn't even started yet. So all he did was go out, eat, and fall asleep.
Right.
Okay, well, then, two things. We should be happy that the surgical team sitting around saying, okay, let's take roll call.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Yeah.
Dr. Tony, you here?
Yeah.
Right here. Surgeon here.
Right.
He's scalpel. Got it.
Got it. Yeah, we got everything we need.
They should have been made aware of where he was going.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
And for the record, it was a cheese sandwich that he had.
Oh, a cheese sandwich. Okay. Well, anyway, so
that makes the story even more believable.
Yes.
You guys would be happy to know that he didn't return to the hospital until the next day after he made that phone call and found out that he missed our surgery. And they fined him a whopping $5,000.
Oh, my
and
word.
Made him, he has to go through some technical training and supervisor training now.
Sleep therapy?
Yeah. No. He has to go through some kind of training about at performing operations and supervising people.
Sure, yeah.
Wait, what?
But you would give to us a Boy Scout or a 16-year-old.
Yes. But of course, there are some Karens out there who are very pissed off about that. They're saying that this is the proverbial slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying because the board that punished him $5,000 and 2 days of training or whatever it is, they're saying that the reason he got away is because on the board, there were five of the five members on the board, four of them are physicians.
Sure.
If they would have been patients, it would have been a different outcome.
And three of them slept through the hearing.
I'd be a lot more forgiving than whoever those other people are.
Would you, boys? Yeah. Serious? Okay, so let's role play.
If it was your surgery,
role play.
Apparently, the surgery turned out fine. It didn't start on time. I get it. The surgery didn't start on time. It's not the end of the world.
All right. So,
and really, only one of my feet is facing the wrong way.
Yeah. Really.
So you know.
So voice, you're scheduled surgery to have your foot fixed or whatever.
Right.
And you find out there's Dr. Tony Tannery.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you said the surgery turned out well. The big crime is that the head of the hospital or whoever it was that actually did the surgery was inconvenienced. That was the biggest problem that anybody had, as far as I can tell.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so you have no problem with this guy. You won't give him no jokes.
I think he should be reprimanded and he should learn his lesson. But I don't want to kick him out of his job or anything like that. He fell asleep.
Yeah, I don't get that. But anyway, all right. Well,
and by the way, a lot of doctors are so pressed, work so hard and do so many hours. They are extremely sleepy.
Man.
Yeah.
He's got his nose. He's got his nose up doctors, too.
I work in an office. Nobody's going to die if I don't come back from lunch. But if I went to my car and fell asleep and didn't come back after lunch, I probably wouldn't have a job the next day.
Good point.
Good point. Good point.
Just saying.
Well, you need to go to work at a hospital then.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can fall asleep in the car. And nobody don't worry about it. All right, so let's do a topic changing.
I'm just saying you don't throw toss a good surgeon away because he makes he makes one mistake.
There you go. I believe you on that one. Topic changing music.
All right, we're going to have another topic on the Spike and the Mike Show, and it's going to be way better than the one we just had.
I want to apologize to you guys right now because I have the topic for this topic change, but I can't think of the word right now. So maybe if it comes to me, we'll announce the name of the topic.
Oh, damn. Please. Do you want me to repeat all that?
That is a lot.
That is a long time.
I can't even remember what it was. Can you start over again?
Okay. What is it when this? We'll come up with a topic. You guys tell me what it is.
Okay.
Tell me what a word I can use.
Okay.
Let's say you all in a car.
Right.
And there's an accident.
Right.
And you sue the insurance company.
Right.
Because you were a passenger in that car.
Right.
What would you call it? What's the word?
That liability.
Liability.
All right.
We'll go with that.
Okay. I was thinking it was treacle.
Treacle. No, I like to call this topic here customer liability. No, passenger liability.
Passenger liability. All right. We got that out of the way.
Out of the way, really. All right. There's a Missouri woman. She is asking for $1 million from an insurance company, Geico.
That's a lot of dollars.
Yes, that's a lot of money. Because of a certain situation. You guys tell me, you guys are judge, jury, and executionist. You let me know how you would rule on this, all right?
All right.
Well, there's a woman, she's unnamed, and every time I look at it, the woman, we refer to the woman as M.O., all right? And then she was in a particular situation with a guy.
So we're talking about someone you're related to?
We'll call this guy M.B., Oh. Well, they were in the back seat of the guy's Honda, 2014 Honda Genesis. They were getting it on, doing the inkering.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Inker. You having know, a grand old time. It was unprotected.
It inkering. Shouldn't matter where you're doing it.
Right. And they're married anyway because their names both start with an M.
Yeah. That's true. All right. So you guys ready for this? The woman contracted a HPV, STD.
Okay, all right, all right.
She is
that
suing
can't Geico. Have anything to do with the accident.
She's suing Geico for $1 million because the car was covered under the guy's name, and she feels that she as a cause of damages and pain and suffering while being in the presence or in the company
in the car. Of.
So, like, if you was in a car with somebody's car, you had an accident, man. You could sue that. You could sue the insurance company.
Right.
So, now, being the judge, jury, and executionist, how would you rule on this? Voice of reason.
Wow. So, she was injured inside the car.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was no accident outside the car. She was actually injured inside the car.
Yes.
Yes, that's. So she's filed a suit against the insurance company, car insurance company.
No, I'm not holding Geico. I actually have Geico insurance. I don't want my rates to go up anyway.
Right.
And $1 million does have an effect. It might be 3 or 4 cents on my insurance rates.
Yeah.
So, and no, it wasn't Geico's fault.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they were.
It's not covered.
I think there's a special clause in the insurance for that probably the guy didn't have.
Exactly. Mm.
Okay, Billy's?
Car insurance covers damages to the car and damages to a person that was a subsequent to a car accident. Yeah. Having an STD doesn't have anything to do with that.
You ruled to get the stepping rule?
That Geico has no liability whatsoever for this woman's HPV.
Yeah.
Right.
By the way, was she the driver or was she the passenger?
Passenger, because the car was registered under MPB's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in a situation like that, you don't know who. She may have been the driver and not the passenger.
No, not if she got an STD.
Yeah,
she couldn't do that while driving, I don't think.
Gas man?
As a judge, I'm throwing her out of court. Stop messing with dirty boys and wrap it up if you're going to. Get out of my courtroom.
Good Lord, Judge.
Oh, nice answer.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And you, EW?
I'm going with the phrase that you brought up, get to stepping. Yeah.
Well, we all agree.
we all agree on this. But this, what's really wild about it is that Geico, she really originally sued for $2.5 million.
Oh my God!
But then, being smart, she's probably trying to say, "Well, y'all give me a meal, I'll go away."
Oh yeah.
But then Geico countersued them, saying, "You know, we're not liable for this because this wasn't an accident," as Billy was saying.
Right. Yeah.
And she and Geico is saying that they are trying to get a payday out of us.
Sure.
Insurance fraud.
Yeah.
Insurance fraud.
Insurance and plus fraud,
the fact,
yeah.
Plus the fact that they will not use their name in the thing. They're remaining. What's that word?
Unanimous.
Unanimous. Yeah. No, that's Geico. No.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
I got him.
Yeah.
Dang
anonymous.
So they were naming anonymous. So that's another thing where they're saying, well, you got to throw this out to court. Well, as of right now, the judge hasn't ruled on the case, which I think is kind of absurd.
Yeah, that should be a quick gavel.
I agree.
Easy, get the stepping rule. Mm-hmm. Get the stepping rule. So long story short, it's too late to say short. But
long story long.
Yeah, long story long.
The insurance companies are responsible for every passenger in your car. Be careful out there, ladies and gentlemen. Be very careful out there.
You were saying that Geico was found liable?
No. The judge hadn't ruled on it, but
yeah.
Geico is countersuing them saying that. That they believe that this is just they're trying to get a payday on us.
Yeah.
They're conspiring to just defraud the company out of some money.
Yes, really.
When I hope Geico gets $1 million from her. That would lower my insurance 3 or 4 cents.
Yes, that probably would. But when I first read this, I was laughing about it. Then I went and put on my Spike mode, and I was thinking, the company is reliable, is responsible for people in your car.
Not unless an accident happened.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
In the course of an accident.
Yeah.
An automobile accident.
Let's define accident.
An automobile accident.
Yes.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. I was in the automobile.
Right.
I accidentally got the oil changed. Right?
I accidentally got pregnant.
No, I like that euphemism better. I accidentally got the oil changed.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Oh. Right?
Because that's way more appropriate.
So why isn't the insurance company responsible?
Because, no.
If I accidentally get choked by the seat belts, is the insurance
company that is the, because that's something that's, that involves the car and the operation of the car.
It's the manufacturer. It's not the insurance company.
All right. Okay. So gas, they were in the back seat anchoring, right?
Yeah.
What if the back seat belt stabbed me in the back?
Then yes, because that involved
that's the manufacturer of the car. It's like a recall. It's like an the airbag recall. If something goes wrong with the car, that's the manufacturer of the car.
So, Gas, you rule with that lawsuit there? You give me money for that one?
No, I would tell her to get a dirty ass out of my courtroom.
Okay, good for you.
Oh, so if I'm in the back seat of somebody's car, and the seatbelt thing stabs me in the shoulder or in the back, and
you smell gas
while changing the oil.
Yes.
Right.
The oil. And I get temporarily paralyzed, or my knee gives out on me. They're not liable. What's the purpose of being in the dog?
No, I don't think they're liable. Because you're not go ahead.
No, the guy is liable for poor maintenance of his car. You shouldn't be stabbed in the shoulder while getting your oil changed in the backseat of a car. That's poor maintenance of the guy who owned the car. That's not even manufactured. That's the
owner. Improper maintenance.
Right. I'll go one further than that. They are not liable because the Geico is covering use of the car. So they're not using the car for what it's intended for, driving.
Right.
They're using it as
for anchoring.
an oil changing.
Yes.
Facility,
exactly.
And that has nothing to do with the operation of the car.
You,
and if
Billy.
They accidentally slipped
so smart.
And got stabbed by the seatbelt, that's they weren't using it as the manufacturer intended
correctly. Yes.
But Geico should consider putting a clause in one of their policies for this to cover it.
Because you don't want your insurance to go up to a
percent. That's right.
Right. I don't want to pay for
this
other people.
This does not cover anchoring. Yes.
But it could. It could. If Geico chose to, they could put a clause in there for that.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see it is not covered. Using a vehicle to facilitate the horizontal mambo is not covered.
Exactly. That's not covered.
Or internal oil changes. All right, so
that box was not checked.
I think it was checked. That's how she got what she got.
Okay.
Then say it. Talking about on the form.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
So if I wasn't getting the oil changed and I still got stabbed by the seatbelt, can I sue Geico?
Maybe.
Why did you get stabbed by the seatbelt? What did you do?
I sat in it on it.
Ow.
Maybe. Ooh, if we're just sitting on it, it shouldn't stab you.
Maybe she did too.
Sitting on it repeatedly isn't the same thing as just sitting on it.
Oh yeah. Sitting on it over and over and over. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Make sure it's working.
All right. Wow. We just lost our. We just lost
that
our,
joke. By the way, was better.
We just
on
lost
video.
Another sponsor.
Yeah.
Serious. Oh well. Hey, listen, boys. We only telling the stories that are out there in the world.
Yeah, I know.
I found it on the interwebs.
Yeah. Serious. So that's what happened. And I think that Geico. Say gas. What's gas doing?
He's yodeling.
Cash, you were saying something?
He said we lost the sponsor. So, gas, man. What's the reason? Said we lost the sponsor. So we picked up one. We picked up the pins at the beginning of the show.
That's right. Yeah, we got a new sponsor.
All right. Well, then let's do topic changing music.
All right. Hey, we're going to have another topic on the Spike on the Mic show.
All right. This topic I like to call something fruity in this.
Something fruity in this.
Right. Here's another story that I'm thinking the resistance fighters are going to probably use to get the step in clause.
Oh.
Because, you know, sometimes I think outside the box and you guys are all boxed in.
We're in
y'all,
the box.
Y'all are L7, as they say in
the
street.
I know. We're in the damn box.
Yep.
Was it his green beans or was it her peas?
It was herpes.
Okay.
All right. So Kellogg's, you guys know the Kellogg's?
Kellogg's, yes. Battle Creek, Michigan.
Ooh, I don't know where they are, but they make the great whole grain frosted strawberry Pop-Tarts, which are delicious, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well.
But be careful because they're very hot.
Cue the sad movie music. They are being part of a multi-dollar lawsuit.
Well, because they're hot.
Yes. No.
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 Strawberry products is being is misleading by according to Elizabeth Russet of New York. She's saying that the strawberries are products that are misleading because the fruit filling inside the Pop Tarts are not necessarily 100% strawberries.
Ooh.
So
there might be like mashed potatoes in there that just taste like strawberries.
Exactly. She's saying that the advertisement is false and deceptive and misleading.
Look, he's got them right there.
Who is it? Hold on, let me get on to. Oh yeah. Gas Man, you might be part of a
Yes, man.
It's a counter lawsuit.
Can he read the ingredients to us?
I'm trying to get sponsors, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Excellent. Excellent. Well, strawberry Pop-Tarts.
He's saying that it's mostly non-strawberry fruit ingredients. And
all right. What is it? Read us the ingredients.
Yeah. Come on. Right.
That might take a year.
This is not good radio. I know. Very good, man.
Anyway. Strawberry listed?
Look. These are the. Do we have this much time on the show? These are the ingredients.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Come on, tell us.
Oh, my God.
Put him on there. There we go. Yeah.
You want me to read all of that?
Well, some of it.
Read it real quick. Read it real fast.
No. It has cheaper pears, has apples, it has and some kind of soup, and it's strawberry flavored.
I'll read you the strawberry. Keep talking. I'll read you the strawberry part when I come across it.
All right.
So
it's down
going around resistant fighters, and I know you guys are going to give me the – I'm not going to lead the witness – how do you rule on this one, Do you think Miss Elizabeth Rusett of New York has a claim or not? Billy's?
Not.
Ooh. PW's?
Not, because she could have read the ingredients, too, before she purchased it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's true. And so, voice of reason?
Yeah, read the fine print.
Yeah. Well, the lawyers for the strawberry people saying a reasonable customer knows.
Notice the gas man is still reading. He hasn't reached strawberry
yet. He hasn't got the strawberry. Yeah.
That's why you didn't want me to read this on the air.
No, yeah.
No.
I
he
found
has
it.
Not got the strawberry yet.
But a legal expert saying that a reasonable person would say that they know that this is not all strawberry fruit filling, and so the labels are not misleading. But Kellogg's has not commented on a pending litigation at this time. So that would just say get for real, kind of get
yeah,
stuck.
Yeah, I totally
right, so right
agree
quick,
with you.
Topic change, excuse me, right quick. Let's do this real
here
quick.
Here we go. All right, we stopped that topic right in its tracks, and now we're going to another one real quickly.
All right, I'm going to just fly through this real quick, and I want you guys to name that jingle that's the name of this thing.
I got this. I'm good at jingles. Yeah,
so what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the jingle, and you guys tell me what candy this is related to, okay?
Fine.
So,
can we chime right in?
Yeah, I need you to say your
just
name.
Just scream it out. No, just scream
just
it
Just say
out.
Your name.
Yeah, say your name. All right, this is the first one. It's all in the mix.
Come on. All right. Say your name.
Candy?
Billy. Chex Mix.
No. All right. Okay, how about this one? Everybody get ready. Melts in your mouth.
Oh, no, I got it. Steve. Eminem.
Voice. Eminem. All right, so voice gets one. All right. How about this one? Taste the Rainbow.
Billy.
Guess what?
Yes.
Billy.
Skittles.
Yeah, right. How about this one? Makes Mouse Happy.
Bad right. Advertising.
How about this one? Hungry? Why wait?
Billy? Snickers.
There you go.
Oh,
wow. All right. How about this one? This is an easy one here. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Steven.
Voice?
Almond Joy.
There you go. How about this one? Nobody better lay a finger.
Billy. Butterfinger.
There you go. All right. Now we go into the hard ones. All right.
Okay.
Wait. Those were easy? I didn't make a sound.
This is for double points here. A lighter way to enjoy chocolate.
Bad advertising.
Yes.
Gas man.
Gas
Three Musketeers.
Oh, my damn.
He's good. Gas,
yeah,
all
gas.
Right.
Are you reading the ingredients?
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
I'm still trying to find the strawberry in the Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Right, and how about this one? For the win, cleans your teeth while it cleans your breath.
Billy. Trident.
Wow. All right, Billy, you got that. That is cool. That is
wow.
It.
Wow.
Right? How did you know that one?
I chew gum.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. And this one, this is for you, PW.
All right.
It's an easy one. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a...
Okay. PW.
PW.
I was waiting.
A Tootsie Pop.
Woo, there he goes.
Yes! Oh, man! Oh!
Ooh, I didn't want you to go without it. You know.
Thank you.
God, that was an easy one. I had to give it to you. Isn't life juicy? That's another one I'm just throwing out there. Anyway. All right,
Billy. Juicy fruit.
No. Any other guesses? Isn't life juicy?
Are you going to tell us the ones that we didn't guess?
Yeah, okay. The first one, it's all in the mix, is tricks.
Mm. Tricks.
One, one I didn't give you. Isn't life juicy is Starbucks. And the one that I said
Starbucks.
Not Starbucks. Starburst.
Starburst.
Oh, Starburst. I was like, what?
Yeah, what?
Starbucks.
Okay, Starburst. Okay.
What's another one?
Which one? I don't know why you guys got you got the other ones, didn't you?
No.
I got the most important one, the Tootsie Pop.
No.
Hey, thanks for everybody else being quiet.
Great American Chocolate Bar. I don't know. Got that.
I think we thought we missed the light one, but Gas Man got it.
Taste of Rainbow. That was Skittles, right?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes Mouse Happy. That's Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Oh, Twizzlers.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Bad advertising.
Nice. No, no, no. Twizzlers makes the mouth happy.
It does.
I get it, but that's bad advertising. None of us knew their logo.
Exactly. Well, here's another one that you guys, this is some good advertisement, I guess. This word here.
Treacle. Treacle.
Yes,
treacle. I know. Me.
Nope, you got to go last, all right?
What?
For him's sake. So I went around a room and nobody knew what it was except for PW and Billy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know what it is.
There you go. All right. Well,
it's got to do with a charger for your battery, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, trickle charge. Yes.
Yes. So it's working real
absolutely.
Slow. All right. Well, Billy.
Say it's trickle, but it's treacle.
The American English word for it is molasses. It's a dark, thick sugar syrup.
That is exactly what treacle is. Now, before we go any further, I have to ask. How y'all know that?
I read.
Smart.
you listen to music.
No, it's British literature. Because treacle is just the British English word for molasses. What we call molasses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is the dark stuff, like when they refine sugar, the dark stuff.
Yeah.
The dark stuff is molasses.
The tall stuff, you mean. Yeah.
And that sort of explains why that's a treacle charger for your battery, because it charges it very slowly. Like molasses flows.
Okay,
it's not a trickle charge. Everybody calls it a trickle charger.
No, you think about
a trickle charger.
Voice, you think about economics.
Did somebody else have a different word for molasses besides treacle?
No,
I thought it was syrup.
I know. Yeah.
Well, dark syrup. Yeah, it's very dark in color, like molasses.
Okay, all right. Well, now that we know what treacle is and we got the big A word of the day, we have to go around the room and ask the resistance fighters, what stuck with you today? And I'll start out with you. Gas Man, what stuck with you today?
Not to do the horizontal mambo in the backseat of a Hyundai because it might lead to an STD.
Serious, but you can get $1 million out of it.
No, you really won't.
Okay,
he's gonna get thrown out. Trust me.
Maybe. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Nothing, but I wish the cow chip had stuck because it was really good. Can you tell me what that was again?
I'm glad you said that because I started a little early. The cow chip news was the color green is really not associated. Be associated with
Henry VIII.
Interesting.
Gas Man, you would have to your green necklace. You took it off.
Well, I felt I was rebelling against the story, so I took a form with the show. I took them off.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, okay, all right. We appreciate that, and still does King Henry VIII. So that was all right. So Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
That I know a lot more about candy than I should.
Yeah, because you won the
candy challenge.
Yeah,
this is the number one candy day of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
All right.
What's everybody's favorite Halloween candy?
But before you do that, PW, what stuck with you tonight?
Oh, that I didn't know this before, that I could accidentally get my oil changed.
That is absolutely fact.
That's a fact.
And to go back to what Billy was saying, as she said in the beginning of the show, she is probably the only person on this planet, and maybe the people that work there, that like candy corns.
Yeah, so I know.
If we had to go around the room and say, what is your favorite candy that you give out for Halloween or eat in general, what would it be? Mine, ladies and gentlemen, would be the Snickers. Love me some Snickers bar.
Okay.
Peanuts and all that kind of stuff. I don't know what a nougat is. I don't like nougat, but I like Snickers.
The peanuts.
Yeah. Peanuts. Billy's?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hands down. That is my kryptonite.
That is good.
All right. A voice of reason?
If I were trick-or-treating, I'd like to get a whole 5-pound box of Stouffer's Christmas candy.
Stouffer's Christmas candy. The little candy boxes, the chocolate boxes.
Yeah, if you gave me one of those and I was trick-or-treating, I would come back to your house next year.
Okay, Gas Man, what's your favorite candy?
The Smarties, the little round things, the little Smarties.
Yeah, the little tube. Yep.
Yeah, a little tube. Yeah.
I'm against those.
Just a little disc. That's my favorite.
What's your sweet tea?
Well, I would have gone with what Billy said, but since I can't, Kit Kat bars.
Oh,
close second.
They, matter of fact, Kit Kat, they had a slogan.
Give me a break.
As you know, give me a break. Exactly. They had two slogans. That's right. Do for me, done for you. The slogan done by
Spike. Watch the clock.
Look. Back on the Mike Show, we out. We'll see you next time. One.